If my people humble, pray, seek, turn, heal, restore. Reading the context and verses that follow 2 Chronicles 7:14 reveals God's heart about our conduct in his temple. In verses 15 through 16, he says, "My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart." Today, we do honor God in our sanctuaries when we pray humbly, seek his face, turn from anything against his will. He then promises to bring healing and restoration, not only to our church, but to our cities, our state, our counties, our communities, our world. Today we begin this process, not an exhaustive list, but a catalyst to expose areas that we need to acknowledge the need to change. Praying we follow 2 Chronicles 7:14 for our church, our community, and county. So in repentance, Father God, we come before you humbly. We thank you first that you are our Father who are in heaven. Holy, holy is your name. We thank you that Jesus gave us this model on how to pray, that you are the great I am, Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our rock, our redeemer, our restorer, our deliverer, our savior. You are our bright morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Lamb of God, the bright morning star. And we honor you and we give you glory as we begin praying today at whatever time people are joining. So we come before you humbly, acknowledging that you are greater than we are. You are the creator. We are the clay. You are the potter. And you formed us a long time ago. We breathe because you put your breath in us. Forgive us for forgetting to come before you humbly, for just starting in, babbling on, forgetting who it is we're praying to. We ask God that people in churches will pray with more reverence, more acknowledgement of who you are, that praise and worship would be on our lips and in our minds before we babble on and on. In Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 2, you say, "As you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. Don't make rash promises and don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven and you are here on earth. So let your words be few." Father, we forgive us for not treating the sanctuary as holy, being on our cell phones, not giving respect to the place and the person, you, behind the reason for the building. 1 Chronicles 29:16, "O Lord our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. Every part of that building belongs to you. It is there because of you." We pray, God, that more and more people will respect the time that they are there, turning off their phones, only using it as a Bible app, and preferably bringing a Bible instead if it becomes a temptation to be distracted. We pray, God, that that will be preached from the pulpit as well, that if it is a distractor, that people just turn it off and instead just use a Bible. So, Father, we thank you that you can bring reverence to us and by reminding us of who you are. We know when the glory filled the temple, people fell on their face out of reverence for you. And we're sure the day we see you face to face, we will probably be on our face because of who, how great you are and you are holy. Forgive us, God, for not looking at the plank in our own eyes, but instead the splinter in others, being critical and judgmental and not merciful. Matthew 7, 1 through 3, Jesus said, "Do not judge others and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" Help us to be more merciful, Father. Forgive us for not obeying the Great Commission, but putting the responsibility on the leaders in the church to save the lost and disciple them. Matthew 28:19, Jesus, you said, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Forgive us, God, for putting that whole burden on the church leadership and not participating in it and obeying it. Forgive us for not praying for the church, the service, the message, the leaders, the elders, the lay people, and then complaining when we don't get something from the service. 1 Timothy 2:8, in every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy. Forgive us, God, for being critical and not prayerful. We ask, God, more and more people will begin to pray for their church, the services, the message, the people involved, so that more of your will would be done. And help us not to pray from our own minds and our preferences and our ideas, not with our own understanding, but with yours. Forgive us for not participating in the worship because we don't like the music, the song, the style, or we think we have a bad singing voice, when all we need is to make a joyful noise to the Lord and be faithful to pray for the worship team. Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. Forgive us for not obeying those commands, not suggestions. You deserve our thanks, you deserve our praise, and your name is truly worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the last one for today, forgive us for not giving of our finances cheerfully, for rolling our eyes when someone talks about tithing or money, when you say to support those who minister. In Malachi, you challenged the people and spoke to them in verses 8 through 10 and said, you have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Forgive us, God, for holding back, we pray, and for cheating you. We acknowledge that is what we've been doing. We pray, God, that people will give cheerfully, they will test you, they will try it, and they will see the abundance that you will give because they are honoring you first with what you gave them in the first place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.